Hello, powerful creator, and welcome. Over 50,000 women have registered for this event from more than 80 countries, all corners of the globe here. And I know that many are live, many will be checking out the replay later. But if you're here with us live, I especially want to welcome you into our circle and invite you to post in the chat, just to raise your hand or post a yes in the chat that you're feeling that sense that it's time to become the woman the world needs you to be. It's time. This feeling of it's time. It is time. It is time to step forward as who you came here to be in this world. It is time to step forward and create a life of impact, of meaning, of contribution, of fulfillment, of wholeness, to unleash your gifts and talents. It's a signal deep inside of you that you are feeling right now in this moment. It led you to this masterclass. And because you're here with us live, just imagine you're joining your energy with everybody else and just taking a look around our virtual space in the chat to see that we are all feeling this. We're all feeling this. And that is why I have convened this event today. With all of this power, all of this possibility that we're feeling, I'm going to show you how to make this, what I have come to see in my own personal life and research and practice and experience, the single most important shift that you can make to step into this larger life of meaning, of impact, of purpose. And just type a yes in the chat if you are ready to make that shift. You are ready to make that shift. You are yes, you're feeling that signal. So you are in the right place, right here with us at our Unlock Your Feminine Power Masterclass. And I can't wait to share with you what has taken me 2 decades of work, research, coaching, mentoring 50,000 women, a decade of doctoral research, are the steps, the specific steps that you need to take to step into this largest life and unlock this system of power that I call feminine power. And you might be wondering what feminine power is, or you might think, oh, maybe I already know what that is. Well, we're going to take time in the masterclass today to go deeply into what it is and how to unlock it. And I think what's helpful in a conversation about what is feminine power is to start out with the contrast. And I was someone who did a lot of personal growth, a lot of spiritual growth. I still felt this very painful and confusing gap. And what I found through my research is the root cause of this feeling of stuckness that millions of us feeling is rooted in a masculine system of power. So you, me, all of us grew up in our world cultivating a masculine power system, which is good and useful for accomplishing goals, but insufficient when it comes to these new, deeper yearnings that we have to step into our higher possibilities for impact, for contribution, for meaning, for purpose, for our higher possibilities being realized. So you are probably a woman who has achievements and accomplishments to be proud of, and you also feel this sense of something more and a kind of powerlessness to realize this higher possibility. So what I found is you absolutely must make this shift to create from this new system of power to realize this impulse for impact, for contribution, for higher meaning, for fulfillment. So that's what I'm going to teach you how to create. And what I found is even if you've done a lot of personal growth or spiritual practice, unless you make this underlying shift to create from a feminine system out of the masculine paradigm of power, it's very difficult to get traction. So I'm especially excited to share this with you if you're someone who has done a lot of work on yourself and you still feel stuck, right? That was me. I'd done so much work on myself and I still felt stuck and I was blaming myself and it was very painful and confusing. So the good news is when you make this shift on the deepest level, fundamentally to this new system of power, you begin to access authentic confidence and unleash your gifts and start to create visibility and presence and start to be valued and recognized and seen for the contribution that you are here for, to be able to magnetize support and resources. Everything that you need to step forward into your largest life begins to emerge in a very, very powerful way. So this is what happens when you unlock your feminine power. And I want to just underscore who it is especially for. My research was especially targeted on the experience of intelligent, gifted women who are caring, who are conscious. And this is very important, who don't just want to achieve success in the traditional sense, even though you want to have a thriving life. There's this feeling of something more, this impulse for greater impact and contribution. I like to call this yearning that you're feeling, it's not just a yearning for success, it's a yearning to realize your destiny. It is the destiny of an acorn to become an oak tree. It is the destiny of a rose seed to become a rose. It is the destiny of a caterpillar to become a butterfly. It is the destiny that you're feeling this impulse. You are coded with a blueprint for your higher possibilities. And this yearning you're feeling is an impulse to become everything that you can be and give everything to this world without leaving anything on the table, to participate, not just in creating the future of your life, but showing up as a presence in this world who makes a difference during these extraordinary times. So if you are a yes, post in the chat, that is yes, that's me. You're absolutely in the right place, because what I'm going to share with you and how you can make this shift, this is who feminine power especially works for, is especially critical that you make these shifts. And in the masterclass, I'm going to share with you just this much larger story. You're going to understand your experience in a whole new way. And most of us have been blaming ourselves that we haven't been able to figure it out. It's not your fault. It's part of a much larger story. You're going to understand that and be liberated from so much pain and pressure that you put on yourself. I'm going to share the exact steps that I teach in my 7-week essential course for the Awakening Woman. I've coached tens of thousands of women through these steps and really refined and perfected the process that unlocks feminine power in the deepest and most efficient way. And here's what I know, regardless of how stuck you might feel, or how you might feel it's too late, or you might feel kind of confident and clear, but not really sure how to get out what's inside of you into the world. When you apply these steps, things can shift incredibly quickly. You can get traction in a very, very short period of time. So I'm going to show you the steps. There's 6 steps. I'm going to guide you through steps, exactly the steps to make the shift, to create from your feminine power. I'm going to show you how to apply these to 8 key areas of self-actualization, being able to step into authentic confidence and visibility, to create growth-oriented relationships, to unleash your gifts and larger calling, to create values-aligned prosperity, to deepen your spiritual connection, to transform your health and self-care, to be able to show up as someone in the world who makes a tremendous difference. So we're going to be talking about the steps and really how to apply them to cause a breakthrough in these key life areas. I'm going to show you, I'm going to explain the hidden power blocks that have been keeping you stuck and how you can release them. And I'm going to show you how to activate your feminine navigation system and why creating with this system is absolutely the key to being able to create these things that you most deeply yearn for. And I'm going to show you how to break free of isolation and loneliness, because isn't it true that you don't yet have the support that you need to become who you came here to be? Post in the chat if that's true. A big yes to that. right? Isn't it true? Even though you might be surrounded by people, that you're all isolated, that you're lonely, that there's a level of support you haven't been able to access or tap into. So we're going to have a huge breakthrough in that as well. And so how does that sound? Does that sound like a valuable time together? And we're going to go through. And here's the thing that I want you to know. Here's what feminine power is not. Feminine power is not magical thinking. It's not magical thinking. It's not, I'm just going to set an intention, it's going to manifest. Feminine power is going to teach you the practices to grow yourself, to cultivate what it is that you are creating in your life. It requires a process of real inner growth. So it's for you. If you don't just want to have a good life, if you want to have a great life, if you want to have an exceptional life, if you want to bring forth everything you can be, and you're willing to step outside your comfort zone to do it, if you're willing to show up, if you're willing to take action, then you will absolutely have a life-changing experience here today and with feminine power. Okay. So yes, are we willing? This is not magical thinking, right? We all know this. We all know this. This is something different. This is something that's real, and it is the real solution you've been looking for. And so with that, we're going to transition. I'm going to share the seminar. We're going to go into looking at a deeper experience of this power paradox so many of us are feeling, of like feeling more powerful than ever before. We've accomplished so much as women. And yet at the same time, powerless to create the things that we yearn for. And the big question is, why is it so? Who's excited to discover the answer and get unstuck? Go ahead and say yes in the chat. And I will see you on the other side of the seminar, of the masterclass, rather. And I'm going to be answering your live questions as well. Okay, so I can't wait to hear what happens through each step of this process. Encourage you to go ahead and post in the chat throughout this event. All right, I'll see you on the other side. I want to just name some of the experiences of how this gap manifests for so many of us, because it shows up in a lot of different ways. So this gap between our potentials versus what we feel is possible, you know, it can really show up, and see if you relate to these, or which one of these is most at play for you in your life right now. So, you know, I call these things the power paradox, because, you know, we are on the one hand already very powerful and have resources and we're caring women. And on the other hand, there's this kind of gap that shows up. So, you know, do you feel ever emotionally overwhelmed or anxious or depressed in spite of being a smart, powerful woman with accomplishments to be proud of? Do you find yourself in relationship patterns where you are overgiving and you are undervalued and underrecognized and feel invisible? You might be yearning for love, for partnership, and yet you don't know where to go about meeting someone who could meet you on every level, and maybe doubt whether it's even possible. Or even worse, you find yourself stuck in bad relationship patterns that you're not sure how to get out of, even though you're a conscious woman. Or you might be feeling called to a new project that's of service, but don't know what it might look like and how to support yourself in that transition. Or you might be feeling pulled to express your gifts and talents, and at the same time, you kind of experience a paralyzing self-doubt because you've never really had any mirroring or feedback that validates the deeper knowing that you have about what you have to offer. You might be feeling a desire to feel radiant, to feel alive, to feel at home in your body, but struggle with your health and feel a lot of shame and confusion about not being able to make the changes you feel you should make. Or you feel lonely and isolated
even though you have good friends in your life or family members. And finally, there might be some deep sense in your clearest moments that you came to this world to participate in some larger world-changing calling. But then you can't make your own life work, so you kind of have a lot of self-doubt that comes up and dismisses that. So if you're feeling any of these feelings and these experiences, it's so helpful to name, to begin to depersonalize them. And, you know, this is the power paradox that we're in. On the one hand, we're powerful, we're caring, we're successful. On the other hand, we feel powerless to create the things that we most now deeply yearn for. This was my personal experience for over a decade in the agony of this gap. And what I've discovered is that women from all walks of life, whether they're coaches, lawyers, judges, artists, teachers, mothers, performers, entrepreneurs. I even had one client, she was a rocket scientist, and she just checked everything on that list. Now, we have been blaming ourselves. We've been thinking that we haven't worked out how to make, you know, work-life balance, and we haven't like worked more on our beliefs or our psychology, or we haven't, you know, all of these different reasons we haven't been able to figure it out. But the real problem that's at the root of this gap and this stuckness is that we've been steeped in a masculine system of power. Now, you know, 50 years ago, it was brilliant strategy for women en masse to embrace the masculine power system. Right? So power in the world as it's defined, it's this very logical, linear system. You set a goal, you break it down into steps, you create a plan, and you execute the plan. And that works really well for a certain set of things, those things that are predictable and those things that are controllable, and largely those things in the external world. Like if you want to build a house, you absolutely want to have a plan and you want to have a metric for the materials that you are going to need, and you want to assemble a team and you have a sequence and you execute the plan and then you have a house. So this is part of the power paradox, right? So that we are powerful. We can make a lot of stuff happen really powerfully, and it works in some contexts. But the problem is the things that we're now yearning for are not in the realm of the masculine that can be created with this system, right? Women very rapidly embraced power as it's been defined in the world. And we have moved up Maslow's hierarchy very quickly from achievement and accomplishment to this impulse for self-actualization, right? So the yearnings that we're now feeling, they're yearnings for our higher human potential. They're not yearnings to accomplish goals. They're yearnings to become ourselves fully. They're yearnings to break through into visibility, to be seen, to be known, to have intimacy, love, connection, right? So to create and manifest at the level of self-actualization, we need a different power system. And that system is creating with feminine power. And once you make the shift to creating with feminine power, you're finally able to tap into the source of power that enables you to bridge the gap, to make the leap, to get momentum, to begin to manifest and create a life that finally is able to get out of you these inner possibilities that you feel. So when you make the shift to creating with feminine power, You'll have the power to create in these eight key areas of self-actualization. And I'm going to just share them. You can see which ones are feeling like you're having the deepest yearning for them. So, you know, the first area is authentic confidence, where you can presence yourself in your life and your relationships and break through into visibility and be recognized, valued, appreciated, rewarded, compensated, right? So there's an experience of being able to presence myself and be seen as my most powerful self. In love and intimacy, You'll have the power to create what I like to call growth-oriented relationships, right? For those of us who are self-actualizing women, we don't just want to come together with someone to procreate. We want to come together to be fiercely loved for who we are and unconditionally loved for who we are, but fiercely supported to become the best version of ourselves. We want to grow together. We want to create growth-oriented families and communities that our relationships are organized around this higher potential. We want to, so that's something that feminine power gives you, the power to create. When you shift into feminine power, you begin to have the power to connect with your unique gifts and talents and discover how to contribute them in ways that they are received and impacted others profoundly, right? So this is an area of calling, of life purpose. We don't just want to self-express. We want to be able to really impact and have our gifts received. We want to be able to make a prosperous living. This is the next area, career, a prosperous living that's aligned with our values, have the resources that we need to thrive. Just our bodies are just giving us a signal. We cannot stay in jobs that are not life-affirming, where we're not doing something that's making a meaningful difference. It doesn't ultimately have to be what our dream job is, but we need to be in employment or having businesses that are aligned with our deep values. We want to feel confident to manifest our desires and express our creativity. And, you know, be self-expressed in our homes and our what we're wearing and how we're being. Feel a deeply rich spiritual life and supported by a higher power. Want to have effortless structures of self-care so that we can feel deeply at home in our bodies. And finally, we want to have the power to ignite and lift up the people around us. So this is the kind of, you know, these are the possibilities and potentials at this level of self-actualization. And this is what I absolutely know of feminine power can give you the power to create. So how I discovered this, if you haven't heard my story before, I want to just share the context for how this all came to be very briefly. It was the key in my own life. That was me with the unsung song and the big gap, not able to make a living true to my values. I had really bad relationship patterns, even though I was a really spiritual and conscious woman. It was very, very confusing. And as a result of making the shift to feminine power, my own life transformed. I created an extraordinary marriage. Now I just celebrated my 11th wedding anniversary with my amazing husband, Craig, who's the most extraordinary person I think I've ever met in my entire life. We've catalyzed each other in such extraordinary ways. I founded my online education company. You know, this was me. Like, I didn't know how to make a living. That was true to my values. I founded Evolving Wisdom, which was recognized as number 83 on Inc. magazine's list of fastest 5,000 companies, growing companies in America, that has generated over $50 million in revenue and impacted millions of people. And, you know, this was so far from where I started, but somehow at the same time, it reflected the deeper sense of the possibility that I could feel. And so throughout this whole process, as I was having these huge breakthroughs, having discovered these principles, I began to share them with other women that I was working with. And they also began to get these same extraordinary results. I started teaching the group of six women, word spread. I outgrew my venue. I eventually started sharing online. That grew to thousands of women. And, you know, I just saw the power of this, and I dedicated my life to discovering what are the steps by which we awaken this, we can get access to this, that we can begin to create from feminine power. And I'm honored to say I've now trained more women than anyone in the world today to awaken their feminine power, with over 40,000 women having participated in my online courses and advanced trainings. And I knew there was something so powerful here. So in addition to that, I spent over a decade deeply engaged in doctoral research through my PhD in transformative learning and change to go even deeper and to understand why, you know, what was the method and the theory behind this magic that was happening. So what I'm going to share with you is extensively research-based as well as proven with thousands of women. And finally, privileged to say I'm also becoming known as a mentor of mentors as I've begun training other women to empower women with these principles. I've been training women now as facilitators and coaches and leaders. And so what I'm going to share with you today, this process of making the shift to feminine power, I normally teach as part of a 7-week course, as well as in these longer and more in-depth trainings. I'm going to share everything that I can with you today, my very best content, research, principles, without holding anything back. And I want you to know, if you'd like to join me and a group of brilliant women who will be coming together to apply this, I'm also going to be training and mentoring women coaches and facilitators. If that's something that calls to you, please stay on. I can't wait to share all of the information with you. All right, so let's do it. So feminine power. How do we unlock feminine power and step into this larger destiny that we're feeling? I think we're ready. Okay. So the first step, some of you are not going to like this, but the first step in being able to manifest and create and step into your destiny with feminine power is that you need to let go of control. Okay? So this masculine system where you're setting a goal, you're strategizing, you're pushing, you're willing, just do it, doesn't work if what you want to create is one of these 8 areas at this level of destiny. Okay? So, you know, the masculine system, we set a goal, we break it down into steps, it works, you can create a plan. You know, as I mentioned, it works if you want to build a house, that kind of thing. The problem is, if you look at deeply at these things in these 8 key areas, stepping into visibility, discovering your genius, feeling at home in your body, creating growth-oriented relationships, you can't create these things with a strategy, with a strategic plan, right? So we can't create these potentials with this way that we have been controlling and we have been strategizing. Now, I know what you're thinking. Probably if you've already figured out that this doesn't work and you've been frustrated, you're saying, but wait, Claire, I've tried surrendering to a higher power. I've let go. I've stepped back. I know that that doesn't work. So I've set intentions and I've let go and I've surrendered and I've trusted and nothing happened. And I ended up feeling deeply disappointed, really abandoned by life. Okay, so, you know, if that's you, I just know the heartbreak of having let go in trust, having let your heart's desire be known and, you know, kind of feeling like, oh, I'm going to let go. But see, if you take a deeper look at what that move is, that's often a reaction to control, what we're calling surrender or trusting the universe, it's actually going into passivity or going into waiting. Okay? And that doesn't work, right? It doesn't work to say, okay, universe, tell me what you want me to do and who I should become and, you know, give me what I desire. Okay, so controlling doesn't work. Just being throwing our hands up in the air and waiting doesn't work. Neither of these approaches work at this level of destiny. And see, the secret to what does, when you're creating with feminine power and make the shift with feminine power, the first thing you need to recognize is that manifesting your destiny is not a linear process. It doesn't work like, okay, check, I'm going to create a career breakthrough. Now check, I'm going to focus on my relationships. Now check, I'm going to, you know, kind of work on my spiritual practice. It's not a linear process. And there's a way that you can begin to create with feminine power where The process is very much like igniting a chain reaction. Because what happens is when you manifest at one level of your potential, it just organically catalyzes and activates these other areas of potential coming forward, right? So to create from feminine power, you need to source from a much deeper place where you're creating from. Connect to your deeper desires. Allow your awareness to go deeply within yourself. You know, desires are the seeds of your potential. The Latin root of the word desire means to await what the stars shall bring. You have the desire because it is what is in potential. And so, you know, one of the questions I like to ask to begin to ignite this process and discover which area of your life you can focus on to ignite this chain reaction is, what is it that you most deeply yearn for? So notice you can't answer that question with your head. Okay? So that's a question that takes you deeply within yourself. And when you connect with what it is that you most desire, what starts to happen is you can begins to catalyze this larger process unfolding. Now, if you just tried that and you can try to connect and you can't really feel any desires or yearnings, that's totally okay. But this is a symptom of being disconnected from yourself and disconnected from your potential and disconnected from a higher power. And we're going to address this later in the seminar. But I tell you where to look. If you can't connect with your yearnings, you need to turn and face the places in your life that are the biggest gaps between who you aspire to be and what's actually showing up. Okay, now most of the time, these places that are the biggest gaps, they're a place where we feel really shut down in possibility about changing. So we kind of avoid dealing with it. And we focus on trying to have things that we can control. There might be places that we feel really victimized or that someone else is to blame. Well, I want to have love in my life. There's a huge gap in my relationship, but my husband is a you-know-what. So there goes that possibility. So the biggest gaps, they contain actually the power to ignite this chain reaction of your potentials if you can face towards them and embrace them. So, you know, if you're a relationship coach and you're really standing for that and your own relationships are terrible, that's a huge gap. If you're a parent and you're telling your children, go for your dreams, meanwhile, you're too scared to put yourself out there and follow the impulse that you have to express your creativity, that's a huge gap. Okay, if you're in a position of leadership and you want to create this thriving culture, but you've been neglecting your own health and your health is in dire straits, that's a huge gap. See, the good news is these areas, as well as our deepest yearnings, when you connect with them and turn towards them and make them a priority, you begin to create and tap into this much higher power. It's very much like pitching a sail, and that unleashes all this energy to carry you forward and ignite this process of a chain reaction of these other potentials in your life. So I want to share about this. I had a student in the 7-week course. I'm going to call her Jen. She's an attorney and she's a self-proclaimed control freak, right? So she was, you know, very much into strategizing, very much into goal setting. And she had been trying to break through this barrier to make partner at her law firm in the career that she was in for about 3 years without success. She had set a lot of goals with girlfriends. She attended women's networking breakfasts. She even hired a life coach without success. And so she came to the course at that point because she'd really tried everything. And she thought, maybe this is going to help her have a career breakthrough. But she did this process that we work with in the first session of the course. And she was actually kind of, you know, even though she didn't really like it, she was very coachable at that point, but she connected to her deeper desires. And what she discovered, remarkably, was the yearning she had was for love and intimacy. that she didn't even know that she had. She'd been so driven, focusing on her career, that she was so deeply disconnected from feeling like what it was that she really yearned for. And it was a huge leap of faith for her to trust me and trust this process and make this the intention for the 7-week course and not her career breakthrough. But she did. And she had such a huge experience of transformation. She discovered her own blocks and barriers around giving and receiving love and her old story about love. And through that process, she actually realized that being driven in her career was an outpicturing move of this deep-seated feeling of not being valuable, and that somehow if she had career success, she would feel like she was valuable and worthy of approval and all kinds of good things in her life. But she released that. She just really kind of let go and became herself. And it totally transformed how she was showing up with men. Several months later, she met this amazing man who's now her husband, called James, who absolutely adores her. And they have this really close, intimate relationship. He's also a professional, works in the legal field. They're always having these amazing conversations and connections. And the biggest thing that happened is just Jen just dropped having anything to prove. And she connected so deeply with herself and her own yearnings that she began to ask the question, what is it that I really want to be doing? And what do I desire to create? And, you know, kind of what she realized just through that process of questioning pretty organically was that, you know, there was one aspect of her job that she really loved at the law firm. It was the legal consulting that she did with NGOs. And so she connected with a few of the clients that she worked with and started having more conversations with them about the other things that they needed help with. And through that, she got the inspiration to start her own consulting company so that now she's spending time doing the thing that she feels really lights her up. So her whole life began to be catalyzed, and she didn't even focus on the career breakthrough. She realized she didn't really want to be partner. That wasn't what really was going to have her feel like she had become herself in her life. I have so many stories like this that I see all the time. Women come in with one thing, you know, they're yearning for love, and they connect and they realize, oh, I have a huge gap in my professional contribution. I'm going to focus on that. Another story, Maggie was a very new empty nester, and she struggled with her weight and her overall health and felt a lot of shame about the years of self-neglect that she had been in as she was raising her children. And she had, you know, tried a lot of diets, tried a lot of approaches, and really concluded that her problem was a lack of willpower. So when she took the course in the first session, she connected with these deeper yearnings, and she discovered when she listened to herself, the yearning that came was for a deeper intimacy with her husband. And she said it was very moving. This was the first time in 20 years that I'd heard my own inner voice. And so she took the leap to focus on that, and her relationship blossomed. And about 6 months later, after her relationship transformed, she began to wake up in the morning with all of this energy she'd never had her entire life. And she started to going for these long walks, and she'd barely been able to exercise previously. And her husband began to join her on these walks, and together they made a commitment to having a healthier lifestyle. They began to go to farmers markets and cook at home together. And over the course of a year, she lost over 50 pounds. And she was thrilled because the entire process just happened very organically. It was that chain reaction that got ignited by listening deeply to her own yearnings. So I want to ask you, if you think about the area that you most want to manifest or create in, or the area or the place that you've been feeling stuck, how have you been going about creating it up until now? Have you been trying to set goals and strategize and will yourself? Or have you been avoiding facing these gaps that you have? Or have you been throwing your hands up in the air saying, universe, what's meant to be will be? Right? So what might begin to happen if you step into feminine power and step into being a creator? Turn towards yourself, connect with your deeper yearnings, connect with yourself, turn towards these biggest gaps, Let go of control. Let go of willpower. Instead, deeply connect, deeply listen, and commit to nurturing and having a breakthrough in this area of yearning or gap, even though you can't see the how-to. This is very important, okay? So connect with your yearning. Make a commitment to yourself that you are going to dedicate yourself. You don't know how, but you are going to take a stand for your higher potential. So what is there to grow into to become a powerful creator in this first shift? So this is what we work with in the 7-week course. We go deeper into connecting with yearnings in these different areas of intention. We hold a space to turn towards in a field of safety and self-compassion and forgiveness, these areas of biggest gaps, so that they can become sources of power. And we give you the support to be able to determine which of these areas you can focus on and make a commitment that can begin to activate the same process of synchronicity, the same process of flow that will unlock your destiny path. All right, so that's the first step. So the second step, and I know what you're thinking, all right, Claire, I've let go of control and I've connected with myself. Now do I get to do something? Do I get to move into action? Okay, so the second step, unfortunately, no, for those of you who are feeling that way, right? So conventional wisdom is to succeed or to manifest or to create something, I need to have a plan, right? So I need to figure out, where am I going to meet the man if I have a yearning for love? What's the next diet approach that's going to work if I want to transform my health? You know, what is it that my purpose is meant to be? Let me try to figure it out and try to imagine where I'm going to be 10 years from now and create a plan to get there, right? So that's the conventional wisdom. However, contrary to popular belief, the real barrier to you being able to manifest, and this is the number one barrier to women's potentials, you know, after you make the shift into feminine power, the real barriers at this level of destiny, they're not the things that we think they are, right? To manifest and create at the level of destiny, the next step is to identify and break free from what I like to call your inner glass ceiling. Okay, your biggest barrier to them being able to manifest and create this potential you feel, it's not the lack of resources or time or all of these things. It's actually the old story or old belief about who you are, about what is or isn't possible for you, about life, about the economy, about all of these things. We have these inside our own consciousness. There's a whole belief matrix that most of the time outside of our conscious awareness, these old beliefs and stories have been causing you to show up in ways that may be pushing away or sabotaging your power to create these things that are very real potentials, right? Because inside these old stories, what happens is that we filter what's happening through the stories and we respond. And what happens? We make bad decisions. We repel people who might be trying to help us. We don't see opportunities. We disappear ourselves and keep our attention on other people and then feel victimized that people don't see us. We don't presence ourselves, or we overinvest in the wrong things, or all of these things that we actually do outside of conscious awareness that literally create this inner glass ceiling that we're bumping up against. Now, most of us have a story about things outside of us being the reason, right? I'm too old. I don't have enough qualifications. I don't have enough time, money, resources. It's my genetics, my DNA. There's no good men out there, especially in my age category or mine. Men don't want a woman like me who's really mission driven, right? But the real reason, they're not the real reason. These are not the real reasons that you're getting stuck, even though there might be some truth to them. The deeper reason are these inner blocks and barriers. Now, research shows that 80% 80% of what goes into making up what you're calling your experience of a particular area of your life is getting generated from the information that's inside of your brain, and only 20% from the actual external circumstances and events. Okay, so the number one block at this level of destiny, it's on the inside. It's that story about yourself, that about your worthiness and about the possibility of having which you desire. You cannot attract an extraordinary partner and love on top of an inner sense of being unlovable. You could meet the right person, but you can't receive their love, push them away. I had one client who believed that she wasn't lovable, who would deflect all male attention without realizing it. You can't magnetize support on top of a belief or a story that you're alone, because you have unconscious ways of being where you're hyper self-sufficient and there's no room for anyone to contribute to you. You can't generate success on top of a feeling, a deep feeling of being unworthy, because what's going to happen inside this feeling of unworthy, you don't really invest the amount of time or resources that you would need to be able to do a good job to create success. And again, you use that as evidence that you don't have something of value to contribute. You can't discover your purpose on top of a feeling of not being enough, because you won't show up for opportunities or take the next step as they come to you. You can't make lasting changes with your health if you believe that you don't matter. If you believe you don't matter, self-care practices are not going to stick. You are going to habitually turn your attention back to taking care of everyone else because you feel so anxious when you shift your attention towards taking care of yourself, right? So you can't make an impact on the world if you secretly fear you have nothing worthwhile to contribute. Because even if you met that marketing genius who could help you launch, chances are you'd create something that doesn't actually create value for people, right? That's more evidence. I don't really have anything worthwhile to contribute. There's absolutely no faking this at a level of consciousness. It's pure physics. So what is at stake? Something big is at stake in releasing these patterns. You absolutely cannot, I repeat, cannot manifest at the level of destiny if you have a block or barrier that's one of these old stories and patterns, okay? You could spend all the money in the world on marketing yourself. You could lose a ton of weight only to gain it back. You could meet the right person and then you would kind of reject them for whatever reason. So these are the habitual ways of being. So the solutions, this is back to where we are in our step. You don't want to move into action. You want to move into removing the blocks and barriers to having and what it is that you most deeply desire. So you need to identify the pattern. What is it that keeps showing up again and again and again? What's the old story that you've had about this? And what are the ways that you might be contributing, showing up and creating evidence for the truth of the story, right? So when you do that, it's going to help you take the next step, is connect with a part of you that feels powerless to break free of this story, all right? The root of these patterns, they're not beliefs in our mind. The root of these patterns are lodged in a self in your body who developed at a much younger age than your chronological self. She's in your body. And in her attempts to make meaning out of her experience when she was young, she made up a story about who she is and what is or what isn't possible. And the good news is that there's a part of you that's way more powerful, that has wisdom, that has perspective, that has access to the power to break free. So connecting with your most wise, powerful self, the part of you that shows up as a parent or in your genius, bring that into the area that you're struggling with. Turn towards yourself. This is the third step. Bring these parts of you into relationship. So the part of you that's been stuck in this old story is connected to the part of you that has wisdom, that has power, that usually gives that power to other people. Turning towards yourself, connecting to the deeper truth. And when you connect to the deeper truth and you begin to show up as a woman, well, when you connect to the deeper truth, then you can connect to specific ways of showing up that will start to break up the pattern, right? So if you've read my story, you know, one of my biggest gaps in my career were this pattern of invisibility. I really saw how I was creating that. I would disappear myself. I wouldn't take responsibility to presence myself with my ideas or my thoughts or my feelings. I was leaving it to everyone to intuit. And so I did this process. I connected with a part of me that felt like it wasn't safe to be seen. I connected her with my wisdom, and I developed an ability to presence myself. And pretty much right away, within a matter of 3 weeks, my entire life changed. I was on an interview and I showed up totally differently. And that opened up an opportunity that catalyzed my whole career in evolving wisdom starting. In the area of love, if you've heard my story before, you know, one of my biggest raging patterns was that I had these like 5 live-in relationships with men. It was like the same pattern. It was really horrible. I'd invest so much in the relationship and it was almost the one, but they'd never really commit to the next level. And I looked at this and I really saw at the root of this was a pattern. I'm not wanted. Okay, it's a deep part of me that believed that I wasn't wanted. It's a whole story about where that came from, but that doesn't matter because I was able to connect that part of me with a part of me that knows that that's not true. And I got to the deeper truth. My very existence is more than enough to be loved, cherished, adored. And I began to show up totally differently with men. I totally let go of control. I took the risk to presence myself. I let go of trying to figure out who I needed to be to get someone to love me, and recognize that I could just trust that if I presence myself, who I had a connection with would value me and recognize me. And a very short time later, I met my amazing husband. And on our first weekend away together, he wept. And I said, "Why are you weeping?" He's like, "Because you just exist. Just your very existence lights me up." It was profound because it was the deeper truth statement that I had gotten to. So this amazing breakthroughs in very short periods of time happen with this process. Pamela, a student of mine, she was a psychotherapist in her 50s, and she was launching herself as a life coach because she wanted to make a bigger contribution. She lived in a small town, and she was financially struggling, even though she was successful. Her clients couldn't really afford to pay her. And, you know, she had a big heart, so she would often see people sliding scale or a lot of clients even for free. And, you know, she was distraught when she first came to Feminine Power because she had spent tens of thousands of dollars on trainings to market herself, and she still was not able to get coaching clients. Now, she was a very bright woman with a huge amount to offer, but the reality of her bank balance reflected back this raging pattern, "I'm not valuable." And her bottom came when she spent yet another $10,000 on a new website because she was convinced that the problem was her lack of branding and having this slick website. So she hired a branding company and did a big launch. And it was so painful for her because she only got one new client who, guess what, asked her if she could possibly work on a sliding scale. And so this was her bottom. She was coachable. She was ready to have a breakthrough. And when I coached her, I was like, okay, let's get to the root of this. This deep-seated belief, I'm not valuable. So what happens inside the I'm not valuable? People don't value what I have to give. She said, well, I don't really trust myself. I don't really trust that I have value. So, you know, I let myself be kind of talked into all of these things by these quote unquote marketing experts that aren't really me, right? So her whole pattern was she, you know, kind of inside the sort of doubting that she really had something to offer, she's trying to, you know, trying to be who she thought other people would, what they would want to buy, but it wasn't really her. And of course, this wasn't creating success. So she got connected to the deeper truth of her own value, and she took the risk to let go of this noise that was kind of coming from outside of her, pulling her in every directions. And she began to value herself. She you know, really began to connect with her value and like really connect with the core value that she had to offer other people. And what she discovered was her greatest gift. She had this genius for being able to distinguish and determine for people what their particular gift was and the pathway by which they could be successful in turning this into a business. Right? So she'd been trying to run this whole brand about make money as a six-figure coach that she'd never really done and didn't really know how to do. It wasn't really her. But she recreated her whole kind of site and offers based on this breakthrough. And she did it by herself without hiring anyone to help her. And within 6 months, she had a thriving practice. And within 12 months, she broke through the six-figure barrier herself. So, you know, this is the power of this process of starting to, you know, break through these barriers on a primary level as the foundation for what you're manifesting and creating. And it's so powerful. Within a matter of weeks, your, you know, people's life just becomes unrecognizable because, you know, life has been mirroring who you've been showing up as, who you've been being, which is an out picture of the old story. When you change that, life immediately changes to begin to match and mirror the deeper truth. And that's when the inner glass ceiling shatters and you can step forward into this larger destiny. So I want to ask you, who or what have you been blaming as the reason that you can't get traction in the area of your life that you want to create in? Look more closely. What is it that's been happening again and again and again? Right? What is it, that moment that's painful where you overinvest and only three people come to your talk, or your workshop, or you put yourself out there in love and really pour your heart out and feel this amazing connection, and then the person doesn't call you back? You know, there are these moments and these patterns that we can look at. Connect to the part of you. Put your hand on your body. Breathe into the center of it. You'll see there's a much younger self there who needs you, the powerful woman that you have become. So you have access to a much bigger story and a much greater possibility of your life from this woman who's connected to her power. Turn her towards the self in your body and rewrite that story. You are born to receive great love. Your very existence is worthy of support. You have the power to keep yourself safe. You can presence yourself into the world. Your contribution is not only valuable, it's invaluable. What might become possible for you if you were to show up in this area that you're manifesting in ways that are aligned to this deeper truth that you can connect to from this very seat of your power? Glass ceiling can shatter. You can finally begin to get traction, flow, energy. So this is what we want to practice and cultivate to expand our power to identify and break through these glass ceilings. This is what we go into very deeply in the 7-week course. So the first thing that we do is really identify the very specific pattern that's at play in the area of your life that you're manifesting. So most of us get lost on this path of self-improvement, feeling like there's so many things that we could be doing a better job at, and it's like, I want to improve. So becoming a powerful creator does not mean becoming a perfect person. Actually, to become a powerful creator, you only need to break through the biggest barrier, the number one barrier in the way of this area that you're creating to ignite the chain reaction. I didn't become a perfect person, but I did break through the invisibility pattern and had a career shift. I'm still a work in progress in my relationships, but I broke through that I'm not wanted pattern. And I was able to create and manifest outside of that. This is what happens. So in my work with so many women for so long now, I've discovered that there are really only 21 key patterns. And I've developed this matrix map that lays it all out so you can identify which pattern is at play and exactly what you need to do to be able to transform it. I'm alone. I'm not enough. I'm too much, right? So invisible. You get to the deeper truth and you start to presence yourself. I'm alone. You break up being self-sufficient. I'm not wanted. You begin to cherish yourself for your own existence. You follow these practices, you can have a huge breakthrough. And the second thing we work with is forging an unshakable connection between you that's powerful, that's brilliant, that has resources, that shows up in your life for other people or for your clients or your friends or your family. Forging an unshakable connection between this self that's in your power and this younger self that might have gotten stuck or stopped in these areas, so that you can talk to yourself and listen to yourself in ways that disrupt these old patterns and cause yourself to be liberated from them forever. Now, this has huge breakthroughs in all areas of people's lives, but one of the biggest areas women tell us that they have huge shifts in is in their health, because they're listening to themselves, talking to themselves, breaking up this I don't matter. You know, women lose weight, they heal their depression. I love this comment from Angela in New York. She just sent recently, I saw this. She said, I lost 185 pounds now and have kept it off for more than a year. And when people ask me, how do you get up early to go to the gym? I tell them, well, if I had a loved one who needed me to get up early because their health and life depended on it, I would be able to do it. And feminine power showed me how to care for myself in the same way that I care for others. So this is what happens when we, turn the part of us that's powerful, that's capable towards ourselves. We get the power to break through these patterns and step forward to manifest in our destiny. All right, so next step in our process. So we have activated a chain reaction connecting with our yearnings, our gaps, our unrealized potentials. We're manifesting in this nonlinear way. We have broken through our inner glass ceiling. And I know what you're saying. Okay, now do we get to move into action? Do we get to actually do something? And the good news is yes, finally, finally, you're ready to become a powerful creator, right? But here's the thing. You need to learn how to create from a feminine system, which is an inside-out system versus an outside-in system. So, you know, we know that this goal setting strategy doesn't work, you know, kind of setting a goal, breaking it into steps at this level of destiny. But I wonder if you have perhaps been using vision boards or visualizations, right? You're seeing what it is that you want to manifest and you are, you know, kind of imagining it. What does this sound like? Does this sound like we kind of talk about, you know, something outside of us that we're kind of having and willing to happen? So most often, even though, you know, vision boards and visualizations, they can be a wonderful tool in a certain specific area of things, they're still creating inside a masculine system, right? Because it's still based on this idea that you know what the goal is that's going to unlock your destiny. And then if you can manifest it with your own will and intentionality, then you can succeed and step into this larger thing that you're feeling. So the problem is you can only create from your mind and this way of creating what you already know. And the level of destiny, we're yearning for something that's really outside our current experience, reality, and history, right? So we're yearning for things that we don't quite know exactly what they are. So just like the way the caterpillar probably feels and senses, you know, I have all these kind of potentials of these imaginal cells of the butterfly, but I look around and I'm a caterpillar and I look at my environment. The caterpillar cannot imagine the butterfly, even though it's being ignited with its potentials. I could never have put myself teaching thousands of women on a vision board or set that as a goal to know that that was what my destiny was. I never identified as feminine. I was never drawn to work with women. I could never have imagined beyond my wildest dreams founding a company like Evolving Wisdom and creating a strategy to get there. I couldn't even pay my next month's rent when I first began this process of unlocking my destiny. I couldn't have imagined the relationship that I have with my extraordinary husband, who is, whose greatness ignites mine, who is even more powerful on levels that ignite me and me him. That was nowhere in my history or relationship patterns. So, you know, you can't create your destiny with goal setting and vision boards. Not that there's anything wrong with those. To manifest at the level of destiny, you absolutely need to connect to a higher power. There is an intelligence in the universe bigger than your own mind, more powerful than your own will, that you can plug into, that you can connect to, and you can step into with a sense that life is organizing around your success. When you step into a connection to this higher power, you can connect to your deeper desires. And that begins to ignite a whole process of creation. And what starts to happen when you connect with your deeper desires is you begin to get a powerful intuition about the next step to bring them forth. And then finally, you want to take action on what you know, even though it might be counterintuitive or you can't necessarily understand how that could lead to fulfilling your purpose or your destiny, right? So I'll tell you a story about a student in the 7-week course. Her name is Jada. She was in her late 40s and she was feeling an impulse to this larger life, this sense of something more. And she worked in her same HR job for 20 years and she felt like she was stuck and trapped. And she tried everything to figure out what she was going to be doing or what she was meant to be doing for her next step. She went to career counselors. She took the StrengthsFinder test and she thought about her passions and she just drew a complete blank. But she did this exercise and connected to her desires and she began to feel her desire. Her desire was to be able to give all of her life experience and her skills to really help people, especially women, really deeply help women. And she let herself feel the fullness of her desires. The next morning, she had an intuition to reach out to a colleague that she had met about a year earlier at a conference and never followed up with. Two of them reconnected. They went out for lunch. And she found out that her friend had left her job, her corporate job, and become a women's leadership coach. And Jada was asking her a lot of questions about this because it hadn't even occurred to her that she could start her own business because she didn't really see herself as an entrepreneur. She hated the sales stuff and the marketing stuff that other people in her company did. But that opened up possibility for her. And she realized that she couldn't see where she fit because it didn't yet exist, that her destiny was something she needed to create. And so she, for the first time ever, she allowed herself to step into that possibility, and the inner voice kind of gave her a next step that she should offer a workshop for women in her network on navigating transitions, because one of her real gifts throughout her career, she'd been through a divorce, she'd been through the loss of a lot of family members, she'd navigated a lot, and she got such powerful feedback from the workshop that she gave, she saw that she could create a career out of this. And she now works with executive women who are navigating these transitions and feels so deeply on purpose and has just embraced the sense of responsibility for creating her own context. So most of us, you know, we haven't cultivated this connection to a higher power, even though conceptually we might believe in a higher power. We don't necessarily trust life. We don't trust ourselves. We don't listen to our desires. We don't listen to our intuition. You know, intuition is something that is responsive, that gets it activated to our desires. You know, when you connect with a higher power and you get the courage to act on it, you begin to have the awarenesses of the next step and the next step and the next step. So what there is to practice and cultivate to create with feminine power, and this is what we work with in the 7-week course, so we unlock this connection to a higher power. Part of it is stepping in as if all of life is organizing around my success. What starts to happen? Our way of knowing, we move into curiosity, receptivity, openness, that and connects us with our desires. Next, we practice cultivating self-trust, distinguishing feelings in our body from the voice of intuition. We cultivate courage and the ability to take action and to tolerate the uncertainty of creating in this way that's not linear. And this way of manifesting inside a feminine navigation system, I mean, it's profound on all levels, but especially profound for women who are trying to make a, you know, trying to discover what their calling is. So many women have had huge transitions in the exact same way I described Jada's journey. You know, Carolina from Columbia was a university professor, and she's now running a consultant practice and teaching women's leadership. Kim had a vision of women in Africa that just kind of came to her, and she listened to it and she trusted it. And that trip catalyzed a whole vision for a coaching company now that's about empowering change agents. So this is really incredibly powerful. Step into it. Begin to listen to yourself, trust yourself, be receptive, take action on what you know. This is the feminine system of creating. So there's two final steps. We're going to get through them really fast here. Final step, okay, the second final step actually, is so you've activated this deeper potential. You've unlocked a chain reaction. You've broken through your inner glass ceiling. You're manifesting with feminine power. Now, right, you can see yourself moving forward, being perfect, knowing all of the answers, being a strong, powerful woman, okay? Wrong. So the next step in the process is to expand your field of support to be able to play your biggest game. Believe it or not, personal power at the level of destiny is a myth. Right? Our masculine culture celebrates the power of the individual, and we've led to believe that we're weak or we're inadequate or we're somehow flawed if we can't gain mastery over our lives by ourselves. But the truth is, we actually need even more support to manifest and create at a level of destiny, right? So if you're struggling and you've had a real difficulty breaking free and creating at this level, chances are you're suffering from a support deficit. I'm going to say that again. Chances are you are suffering from a support deficit. And I want to validate something that you might intuitively know. You cannot become yourself by yourself. To manifest and create at this level of actualization, we need power partners. We need people who we can be in what I like to call growth-oriented relationships. People who are standing with you, who are sharing their love, their encouragement, their resources, their Rolodex, who are committed to supporting you, realize your destiny, and you're committed to supporting them. Most of us have spent decades in isolation, struggling with old patterns, trying to launch our creativity in the world, and we beat ourselves up for not being enough, not being able to do it alone, right? We have internal barriers to receiving support. We don't want to appear weak or needy. We don't want to go into receiving debt. We don't want to burden other people with our problems. We have a sense of shame. We feel unworthy of connection. And even though some of us have supportive friends and family members, we don't feel them because people, most of the people in our life, they relate to us in ways that reflect who we've been in the present and who we've been in the past. And the underlying agreements, the unspoken agreements in those relationships are about affirming each other. They're not about growth. They're not about a stand. And in a very covert way, those people might even be threatened if you're reaching higher because it puts pressure on them for all the ways that they're underrealized and actualized. So when you join forces with others as power partners, your power amplifies exponentially. Okay? The power that gets unleashed when geese fly in formation, they fly 75% further and faster together. When bonded groups come together and they set an intention, they're six times more powerful than when individuals set intentions. So unless you expand your capacity to generate support in this larger field, you absolutely won't have the power to step into and manifest at the level of destiny. It's like not having enough fuel in your tank as a rocket trying to break free of the Earth's atmosphere. You can't get liftoff. So here's what you need to do. Find other people who are as interested at creating at this level of self-actualization as you. Share your vision together. Learn how to amplify each other, give each other feedback and support, and stand with each other for success. Okay, so I'll share a brief story here to just illustrate the power of this. Jenna, she's a student in the 7-week course who has fibromyalgia. Okay, that didn't change. Has a lot of fatigue, and she had a lot of depression about it and a lot of shame about it because she has 2 children, one of them with special needs, and she could barely care for them because she was so exhausted all the time. Now, early in her career, she'd been a singer-songwriter and she performed at coffee houses, but gave that up out of college as she became pregnant unexpectedly at a young age. And she was so heartbroken when she got sick. She felt deeply abandoned by life that this happened to her, and she felt very betrayed. And it triggered a very deep depression. And when she started working with the course, you know, a huge breakthrough started to happen in every one of these steps that I've just mentioned. But the shift really came here, where she totally transformed her own old story about receiving support, right? Because her shame of not being able to do it all and become herself had kept her isolated. She started reaching out to her husband, to her sister, asking them for help. She decided to create a support group for women who were living with a chronic illness, and she started playing music at the group again. And she found 3 power partners in this group. One of them was an aspiring writer, one was a card maker, and they got together outside the support group every week and supported each other with their creative pursuits. And over the course of the year, she completed her first album, which opened up the opportunity for her to start to perform in other venues. Now, this was life-altering for her, because in Jenna's case, she has a chronic illness, and that really hasn't changed. But what did change was her isolation and her old story and her connection to other people, so that her illness is no longer a barrier to living into her destiny. She has such profound empathy and love for herself. She brings her creativity to every aspect of her life. And so I want to ask you, what are the challenges in realizing your own potentials that you've been having? What if these are not being caused by any personal inadequacy, but rather are a result of a support deficit? What's been your old story about receiving support up until now? Where haven't you been reaching out? What's been your own resistance in investing in yourself to even get resources, support? What might start to happen if you began to see receiving support as a source of power in your life? And that's exactly what we begin to practice and what there is to develop in this third area of feminine power, to be able to amplify and magnetize support at the highest level. This is what we work on, breaking through our barriers to receiving support, being able to generate support. No shame in not being able to do it yourself, feeling like, of course I couldn't do it myself. Of course I need to generate more support and resources. And how to attract and create power partnerships, how to identify people where there's synergies and who to enliven with, invest in, and we learn skills for collaborations. And even more importantly, we create a new set of shared commitments together that ignite and lift each other up. Women in our programs, they find their best friends. They find business partners. They find colleagues. More than anything, they find this culture where it's safe to be powerful and that there is a huge field of support. So this area of feminine power is really important at all levels, but it's especially important if you want to impact the world with your gifts in a huge way. the results that have happened for women in our trainings who are launching speaking careers and workshops, having power partners. These women stay up with each other at midnight on their book proposals, helping them rehearse their talks before big events. So these women jump on planes to support each other when they're launching new things. And it's the difference that makes the difference in being able to step fully forward and become who you are here to be. So we've done this. We have done this today. We have gone through the steps of unlocking feminine power. You're going to make a shift to setting intentions, yearnings, activating this chain reaction, seeing it's a nonlinear process. You can then break through your inner glass ceiling. You can then begin to co-create with this feminine navigation system. You can expand your field of support. And finally, the final step that I want to say, a final step to ensure that you are able to realize this potential, the shift is to give up wishing, to give up hoping, to give up waiting, to give up strategizing, hoping that this larger life that you feel in potential is going to happen. One of the biggest mistakes that we make is confusing this feeling of potential with this idea that it's meant to be. I spent 10 years of my life feeling all of this potential and thinking that must be what's meant to be in my destiny. And that nothing happened, right? So the opportunity that you feel, the gifts that you feel, the possibility that you feel to self-actualize, the potential that you feel for your life, that is real. And you have a real opportunity to make that manifest, to become yourself, to create these thriving relationships, to impact the world. Very few women in our history have ever had this opportunity. But you know what? Realizing your destiny is like going for the gold. No one ever won a gold medal at the Olympics by chance. They didn't say, I just have this talent for running and I got invited to this race and I ran the race and oh my gosh, I'm on the podium, right? No, they committed, they trained, they were part of a team, they had a coach, they had mentors. So women who go on to succeed with this and apply this and stay the course with this and go all the way to their destiny, they have a support structure. They're oriented towards a commitment to grow themselves, to realize, to develop their capacities as powerful creators, to step forward into the destiny that they feel.
So we started out at the beginning of the masterclass with a big question. How do we do it? How do we unlock feminine power? Recognizing that now is the time, that this is a powerful moment, that we are getting this signal. It is our time to rise. It's our time to step forward into this larger life of impact, of contribution, of meaning, of purpose, of fulfillment. So let's recap the steps. So the first step in the process of unlocking your feminine power, it's to let go of this masculine push energy that many of us have, this kind of process of force, of control, of trying to set goals from our mind and figure it all out with our minds. I spent years trying to figure out my purpose with my mind. I couldn't do it. So what do we do instead? Instead, we step into a field of connection to our inner wisdom, to an intelligence in the universe that's bigger than our own mind. We move into receptivity, curiosity, listening. We allow our awareness to drop inside and begin to ask the question, what is it that I most deeply yearn for? And it's such a powerful question because you cannot answer that question from your mind alone. You absolutely cannot answer that question from your mind alone. It's something that we actually have to make the shift into feminine power to be able to answer the question. That's why it's so powerful. Now, I saw a lot of women posting in the chat today that I can't connect with my deeper desires. I can't really find what they are. So if that's you, don't worry. A lot of women feel this disconnect. But if you aren't able to connect to your deep desires, like this really is a symptom of a disconnect that needs to be recultivated, because you can't create or generate on top of this disconnection from your self, from your yearnings at this level of destiny and self-actualization. So what I suggested in this first step, if you can't connect to your deepest desires, the clue about where to focus and where to get started lies in identifying and facing your biggest gaps, right? X marks the spot, those places that are the biggest gaps between your aspiration and what is showing up in your life. Focus on taking on one of those areas as a place to start, okay? That is also going to ignite a chain reaction. So when you connect and you set an intention for your life to create from your one of your deepest desires or biggest gaps, that's the place to focus that begins this process of full system activation, full system self-actualization. So the second step, instead of moving into action and trying to strategize, we need to focus on identifying the old belief and pattern that has been the upper limit or inner glass ceiling on our destiny, our potential. So when you identify and release this old story and belief pattern, such as I'm invisible, or I'm not enough, or I'm too much, and step forward with a new story. I have the power to presence myself. I have the power to create value. I have the power to generate support. These are powerful new stories that you can begin to show up and grow yourself into the person who can generate and create success at this level. The fourth step in the process of unlocking your feminine power is to make the shift to create from a feminine system. So I said this at the beginning of the masterclass, even though you might think, well, I don't really identify with being in a masculine power system. If you think about how you go about creating things, right? Isn't it true that you try to imagine in the future where you're going to be, and then you're thinking about how to get there? That is our whole cognition is hardwired inside of this masculine system. So we need to learn and practice and cultivate a creating from the inside out, creating from a place of connection to our deeper desires, listening for the next step, being able to tolerate uncertainty, and, you know, being able to take imperfect action, and having the courage to step forward and create with this much more emergent creative process. There is an intelligence in the universe bigger than your own mind, and a power that is more potent than your own will, that you can harness with, that you can partner with, that is absolutely essential at this next stage for the things that we are creating. And the fifth step, expand your field of support, right? So none of us can become ourselves by ourselves. Most of us have a support deficit. We need to step into a new story. One of my favorite power statements for receiving support is, the more support I receive, the more powerful I become. And finally, being able to create your future and step into your possibilities isn't about suddenly you set an intention and external circumstances line up. If you're honest with yourself, isn't it true that you haven't yet become the woman you would need to be able to fulfill on the vision that you have for these areas? Right? The pathway of manifesting, the pathway of creating, is a path of growth. And so what I found is that we need a support structure. We need a growth container. We need a culture that makes it safe for us to show up and be imperfect and grow ourselves. So give ourselves a support structure. Give ourselves a practice and a pathway to be able to show up and grow our greatness on the field of our life. So that's the process. That's the essence of what I've discovered over the past 2 decades and coaching and mentoring over 50,000 women and 10 years of doctoral research. This is the process I have found works. And so I would love to ask you, just in reflection here, how have you experienced our time? Have you found our time today together enjoyable? Have you found it clarifying? Have you found it inspiring? Have you found it valuable? Have you found the frameworks and these steps that I've shared to be valuable? Is possibility opening up for you? Can you see if you apply these steps, if you make these shifts in your approach, can you see a pathway by which you can succeed, by which you can fulfill these possibilities you've been feeling? Can you see why I believe unlocking your feminine power is the single most important shift you can make as a purpose-driven, high-potential woman to step into your largest life? So what's the next step? The next step is to apply it. The next step is to apply this to transform your life, to apply this, to be able to break through barriers, to be able to show up in new ways. And I have absolute faith that if you apply everything that I have shared today, you connect to your deeper desires, you set a magnetic intention, you break through your old patterns, you activate a feminine system, you up-level your support, you stand in this powerful commitment to grow, I have absolute confidence that your life will become absolutely unrecognizable in the next few months. And what I've found is that most of us need more than just the frameworks and the tools to be able to be successful at applying this. What if there's another path forward other than you going off from this masterclass and applying these principles by yourself? What if there was a path forward that would give you the most supportive structure in the world, created especially for purpose-driven, high-potential women to make these shifts, to amplify each other's brilliance, to expand possibility? If I was with you for a deeper level of training in each of these areas than we could go into today in this masterclass? What if I played an active and regular role for the months ahead and guided you through each of these steps in great depth inside this container of activation, amplification, and support to turn inwards and learn how to connect to your deeper desires? To be able to identify that pattern and break through it and stand powerfully in a new story. To learn how to develop self-trust and connect to a higher power so that you have an unshakable trust in your own inner knowing. To step into that place where you know and feel you are worthy of receiving support and can be powerfully vulnerable and being seen as having needs and making requests and generating, magnetizing all manner of support and opportunities. What if I could support you and be a person who is championing with you the commitment that you're standing in to your largest life? Can you imagine yourself making deeper, faster, life-changing progress with that level of mentoring, support, and deeper training? If that sounds or feels like something that you would love to find out more about, then I would love to share a very special invitation that I have created for everyone who is part of this masterclass or who has been part of our recent Women Rising series. I'm excited to open the doors and formally extend an invitation to you to join my flagship Feminine Power Essential Course for the Awakening Woman. Now, this is the system over 7 weeks that's going to guide you step by step into each one of these areas, along with the support to be able to go through the transformation and be able to apply it in your life. I've coached tens of thousands of women through this process, and I have refined it. This is my all-time best research-based, proven, tried and true training with the exact steps, the power practices, and the structure to accelerate your embodiment of feminine power and being able to apply it to your life. I'd love to walk you through this opportunity and share about what you're going to experience in the course. If you'd like to follow along with me, you can do so at femininepower.com/2022. That's femininepower.com/2022. All right, this is it. It's an extraordinary course. This is the exact process I myself went through, tens of thousands of women have gone through. So I'm going to guide you step by step to unlock your feminine power and apply it to key life areas. So if you want to focus on transforming your career and being able to unlock your gifts and create a values-aligned livelihood, that could be your focus for the course. If you want to discover your life purpose, your genius gifts, that could be the focus of the course. If you want to up-level your relationships, the relationship that you're in, or attract a new partner, a man or a woman, if you want to attract a new loving relationship into your life, that can be the focus of the breakthrough that you have in the course. If you want to enhance your confidence, if you want to generate more support in your life, if you want to deepen your spiritual practice, if you want to transform your health and self-care, you are going to be guided through the 8 areas of self-actualization in the very beginning of the course and connect with which area you most want to focus on causing a really huge, big breakthrough during the 7 weeks of the course while you're learning how to unlock your feminine power. So can you imagine unlocking your feminine power and creating a huge breakthrough in one or more of these areas in the next 7 weeks and how it can alter the trajectory of your life? This is what I found. It's not just something that we create, something that's a goal. We literally realign with our true north and we begin creating on a way that we are unstoppable to fulfill our highest destiny and purpose. That's what I see happening for women in the course. And I want you not to just take my word for it or the stories that I've shared, but I want to give you an opportunity to hear directly from our course graduates.
So Feminine Power has totally changed my life. I never expected to be an international best-selling author. I never even wanted to write a book.
I created a program called Change Your Financial Destiny, brought a lot of people into the program, and ended up making $100,000 in a six-month period.
What I found my next step was to go back to school. And so I went back and completed a dual master's degree.
I just got engaged a month ago.
I'm the first feminine power coach in India, and I just feel fantastic.
Now I am really standing on the leading edge of women rising. And I've also met my incredible husband, who is in total support.
Truly now I have the courage. And when I say courage, I really mean, again, it's just a word, but it's like self-trust, like that deep trust in myself and in life to play the biggest game possible.
If you're really up to making a conscious, high-level contribution to the world, I would really tell you to highly consider Feminine Power.
I just want to share with you that the possibility of your life is so enormous, and it's just even beyond your wildest dreams.
Okay, inspiring stories, powerful stories. So imagine what's possible for you in the next 6 months in stepping into this process and unlocking your feminine power and stepping into visibility, creating your life from this deeper source within yourself, freedom from the old patterns that you've been stuck in, being able to forge an unshakable connection to a higher power, being able to magnetize support and resources, feeling on track for your highest destiny. You know, I think that's kind of the deeper feeling that I had, and the thing that was so striking before I unlocked my feminine power, I had this deep signal that I was off course. It's like this recalculating the signal that I was off course and that I needed to get back on course. And when I shifted and I unlocked my feminine power, it was just this feeling of relief, and the feeling of relief and release to finally be on purpose and finally be on course. So this is what we're coming together to cultivate in the 7 weeks of the course. So let me walk you through what you're going to experience in each week of the course. So you don't need to have an intention to start. In the first week of the course, I'm going to guide you through a much deeper process to connect with your deeper desires or explore your biggest gaps. I'm going to show you how to connect with the area in your life that you can focus on that's going to have you have an exponential breakthrough in the course. I would say about half of the women who join know what they want to create. The other half know what they're moving away from and what they definitely are leaving behind, and they just feel stuck. So whether you know you want to have a breakthrough in a particular area or you just feel stuck, this is putting yourself into a field of tremendous fertility where you're going to begin to activate and spark new possibilities. And we're going to do this in the very first week of the course. I'm going to show you how to make the shift to begin to create from your feminine power all the way through the course. And in this first training module, we're going to also release the deep-seated biases and assumptions that we've had about masculine and about feminine that likely have been blocks for you being able to unleash this deeper power system. You know, most of us I used to think the feminine was really weak. And most of us kind of feel like, gosh, if I were to like let go of control, I might lose my power. So we're going to explore that in a really powerful way that's going to disrupt these erroneous assumptions and open up possibilities that you have not yet been able to access. In this week of the course, in this module 2, I'm going to show you how you can identify this specific pattern. You're going to forge an unshakable connection to your most powerful self, and you are going to rapidly grow beyond the old story. This is the key. There's no fixing these old stories. There's growth beyond them. If you've been invisible, you're going to learn how to generate presence. If you have felt alone, you're going to learn how to generate connection. If you felt like you're not good enough, you're going to learn how to create real value and the specific practices that transform these patterns in all areas of your life in the shortest, most direct time. This is one of those powerful weeks of the course. Women describe it as like, I did 20 years of work and of progress in several weeks. And these patterns that were everywhere in my life are gone, and others are beginning to show up and recognize me and value me. And there's possibility and power like I've never experienced before. That's what happens when you shatter the glass ceiling. So in this week of the course, I'm going to teach you how to forge an unshakable connection to a higher power that opens a portal to your inner wisdom. Imagine being able to tap into and activate the magnetic power of your desires. You're going to be able to do this even more deeply, having broken through the old stories. I'm going to show you how to navigate and create with your inner compass, and how to source the courage to take inspired, imperfect action and use any setbacks or disappointments in your favor in ways that can catalyze and catapult you forward. In this third week of the fourth module of the course, you're going to release the inner barriers you've had to receiving support, and you're going to be able to powerfully name your needs, powerfully identify your needs and access resources in ways that have you become magnetic to all manner of opportunities and resources that you need. You're going to remove blocks to collaboration and be able to generate so much support. You're going to learn how to create power partners in all areas of your life. We create our whole course, we go through together feeling like we are in a field of power partnerships. In module 5, you are going to become a self-validating woman. You are going to break free of the cultural structures that have had you seeking approval and squelching your own voice. You're going to learn how to generate safety and authentic confidence to become visible in your relationships, to take up space in your life, to unleash your voice and presence in the world in a way that it is heard and it is received. We do this really fun process in the fifth week where you discover your unique essence qualities so that you can connect with those times and moments where you have felt yourself really authentically yourself and become that even more powerfully in all aspects of your life. And in module 6, I'm going to show you how to powerfully create the future and step into becoming the person that you would be in the fulfillment of your vision. And this is really powerful. I'm going to share with you the destiny codes in each of these 8 areas of self-actualization, so you can shift from setting an intention and then waiting for it to manifest to actively every day be growing and cultivating prosperity, being growing and cultivating love, being growing and cultivating confidence, growing and cultivating creativity, growing and cultivating health through simple, clear, easy practices that I have gleaned from coaching tens of thousands of women that rapidly accelerate your success. So we're going to go into that in week 6, because this is what happens. You've stepped into your most powerful self. You've shifted into feminine power. You are creating with your navigation system. You're accessing resort. You're getting comfortable with being visible and being powerful and taking up space. And now you're ready to step into this extraordinary future. And the final step in the process of awakening your feminine power is learning how to use this newly awakened power to lift others up around you and to claim your power to positively influence and empower others. Discover how you can create value and impact in the world and release barriers to collaborations and enroll others into your vision so you can step into your biggest game and largest calling. We finish with this step. So can you imagine spending 7 weeks integrating each and every step, expanding your horizon and vision, becoming a powerful creator and unstoppable towards your future? So this is the Feminine Power Course. Can you imagine what would happen in 7 weeks? So you can go right now to femininepower.com/2022. That's femininepower.com/2022. Want to give you a moment just to go there. So this is really designed especially for you as a purpose-driven, high-potential woman. Encourage you to go there right now. I love what Cassandra, this would be a very clear and supportive alignment for me to launch my business I've developed for more than 25 years. That's great. So women come into the course and you might have something really specific like that, Cassandra, that you want to launch your business and get support for the inner growth to be able to show up and create outer success. Or you might just feel like, I want to find what my calling is, or I want to find something more. All of these are reasons that women come and join the course. So let me share about the registration options. So we have created three different levels of participation, and I want to just go over what they are. They're all on our course information page. You can go to femininepower.com/2022. That's femininepower.com/2022. Let me walk you through these in just a moment. So every one of these options includes everything in the previous option. So when you register at the gold, at any level, but the gold level includes everything that I have just mentioned. It is full and complete digital access to these 7 training modules. We have recordings of Q&As after teaching this course live for 10 years, I've answered every question to perfection. So you can see questions there that relate to every module and live coaching for participants that is captured and recorded that you can listen to that integrate at each and every session. There are weekly power practice PDF guides and transcripts that you can work with to follow along with what is in the training modules. So this was my best and latest material that I have ever taught in all the years of teaching feminine power. So the weekly power practice guides are fantastic because it's really about you being able to apply what you're discovering from the training modules. You'll also get exclusive access to our private Feminine Power online community. So you're going to be able to meet and connect with the brilliant purpose-driven women from all over the world who are coming together to support one another, to awaken their feminine power, to become champions of each other's visions and intentions. You're going to get access to this 75-page extensive book that I usually share with women in my certification trainings. That is the map to the 21 most significant patterns and how to break through them and what the deeper truth is and the things that you need to cultivate. Women have said that accessing this matrix alone is more than worth the tuition of the whole program for how it fast tracks them through. So you're going to get access to that, as well as some guided manifesting meditations that will help you connect with your deeper desires even further. So if you have been struggling to connect with your deeper desires, I'm going to guide you through connecting with your yearnings in each of these different areas in a way that begins to activate their potential. And the best part is you're going to have access to live video in-person live power circles. You're going to be on Zoom where you can see everyone else in the course with our most senior coaches who have been trained and mentored by me, who've worked with women for the last decade, helping them, supporting them through the course. You're going to be in powerful power circles where you are able to power up your vision, stay motivated, get live coaching, and then move into smaller conversation cafes where you are able to share and connect with women all over the world who are in the process of awakening their feminine power. So if you wanted to break free from isolation, this is an amazing structure because it's even more meaningful than being able to connect with your girlfriends, because you're coming together with women with a shared language and frameworks and skills to be in growth-oriented, supportive conversations, who are making a commitment to uplift each other in the course. So everyone's going to get access to the digital course, the Q&As, the power circles, all of my best tools and training. That is the gold option. And there's an option to add the gold plus, which is everything that I just shared in the gold option. And you get a set of physical materials shipped to you anywhere in the world, the transcript book, the practices book, the matrix book, all of those are shipped in a beautiful package to you anywhere in the world, so that you know, if you want to have this in your success library, you want to have you like to be able to have things in your hand and not worry about printing out the materials, that is an option that you can add. There's also another set of bonuses that you'll get access to at that Gold Plus level. We want to encourage you to have all of our best tools and resources if you're someone who wants to have that physical package as well. So the biggest difference is our Platinum option that I want to share about with you. And I want to especially invite you to consider joining at the Platinum level. And this is for you if you're someone who is a coach or wants to be a coach or is a workshop leader or an author or speaker or consultant or influencer or change maker of any kind, and you want to accelerate your own growth as well as expand your power to empower and uplift women in your life and in your workplace. Okay, so this is our Visionary Women's Professional Track, and I created this to be able to share an additional series of masterclasses that will show you how to apply the principles of feminine power to your work as any kind of change maker, to be able to lift women up. So you're going to get an additional set of tools and resources and practices and training that are going to help you lift up women in your workplace, that are a really great place to start if you're considering becoming a coach or a workshop leader in the future, you're considering transitioning to a coaching career, because you're going to be able to, with these simple practices, you're going to be able to start guiding other women through step by step the process of gaining more power in their lives. So if you are considering becoming a coach, or you're already a seasoned coach, or you want to be a more effective leader, or if you are considering becoming a specialist in empowering women, we also have an institute where we offer certification programs. This is a really powerful place to start, because you can see and begin to experience the power and approach of our method. So these 8 additional masterclasses that you get access to in Platinum, I'm going to share with you what I like to call the Empowering Women Codes. And I want to share with you just briefly about this for just a moment, just simply because the entire coaching industry largely has been designed inside of a very masculine, linear, step-by-step, set a goal, break it down into parts, create accountability, create a structure. And it's not informed by the developmental challenges and opportunities facing women today. If you know that women's expectations are 50% less than what men's are, that's going to radically shift how you approach having a conversation with a woman to empower her. If you understand this move to self-actualization, you'll know that the women that you want to empower might not have language for what there is to experience. So I created this special series of masterclasses to give you an experience of the essence of the approach that we work with in our deeper training so that you can begin to apply what you're learning in the course right away to have even more impact with the women that you want to serve in your life. So as you're going through, I know for myself, I learn best when I'm in a position of being able to also share what I'm learning with other people. If that's you, you're going to get so much more out of your own transformation in the course by being able to be here in the Visionary Women's Track. And what is just so challenging is I just see so many women who want to help women, but they don't have the tools, and they themselves are struggling with the same power blocks that their clients have. And if you want to become someone who is the real deal, who is a presence, who makes the difference, the first woman I'm going to invite you to stand for to empower is you, and you're going to do that in the personal growth track. And then you're going to amplify your power exponentially in these masterclasses, where you're going to see me using a simple principle to have a conversation, to connect a woman with her inner resources, to connect a woman with her inner knowing, to support a woman to generate support. And then you're going to get handouts and scripts that and permission to go and lead those same exercises and incorporate them into your own work. It's hugely valuable and absolutely life-changing for you if you're someone who wants to not just empower yourself, but you see higher potentials for others and our world, and you want to have an impact. Let me give you my very best tools as a foundation to begin to see what happens when you can use this feminine power approach to empower other women. There's some fantastic additional bonuses in the Platinum Track, where you're going to find that there's more inspiring women content, and there's also a really fantastic session where I can show you how you can find your purpose and differentiate yourself in the world. And I'm also going to share with you a workshop of what I like to call the deep transformational superpowers. So if you want to become a coach who ignites greatness and empowers women, there's a deeper set of skills that you need to cultivate. And I'm going to give you a masterclass where I'm going to share with you, and you're going to see me using them throughout my work with women, these deeper skills of presence, empathy, listening, sponsorship, utilization. It's an absolutely fantastic masterclass that I normally share with women in our professional certification programs. So, and if you're called to join our certification programs in the future, you're going to be able to apply your tuition towards going even deeper. But this is a great place to start experiencing this process yourself. So it is absolutely the best value option. And I especially want to, if you're someone who wants to become truly great and not just help people, but change women's lives in a way that alters the course of their future, it's something that you absolutely must know about, this approach that works with women being over 70% of clients in the coaching industry and lifelong learning industry. It's absolutely critical information. And likely to be tax deductible as well for you if you're someone who has a business, because it is a professional development program here. All right, so what is the tuition? So when I first began teaching feminine power, I did it live in person, and I did a live 7-week course, and women would spend literally $6,000, $8,000, and $10,000 flying all over the country to stay in Los Angeles to learn feminine power. And they said it was the most impactful experience of their life. I would teach it as a 3-day training. Sometimes women would come. They spent tens of thousands of dollars on accommodation, the tuition, to gain access to these practices. And it was absolutely life-changing. And word of mouth just spread. And I didn't do any marketing or outreach because it was so impactful and so successful in giving women access to what they had been missing. And I decided eventually we had women who couldn't attend or couldn't fly, who wanted to access this training, to be able to offer this program in this virtual interactive environment. And for that reason, I'm really overjoyed to share that you can register to join the course for a lot less than that tuition. So not even 5,000 or 4,000 or even 3,000 that so many women invested to access these principles in the past. So the regular tuition for each of these three levels is $997 for gold, it's $1,597 for gold plus, and it's $2,497 for the platinum visionary women's level. This is a Bina regular tuition, and I have had women for so many years ask me why I'm not charging more, because what they're receiving is so much more valuable. And I knew that I could, and I knew that there was an audience, but our mission really is to play a significant role in the rise and empowerment of women this century. And so for that reason, we want to make it even more accessible. And we want to acknowledge you as someone who has taken time and action today to be part of this masterclass or be part of our recent conference. I want to make it even more accessible and be able to give you the same deep and powerful results that these women who invested at the highest level have been able to receive. So because you're right here today, you've shown up, you're here at the end of the masterclass, it shows me that you are saying yes, you are feeling a yes, this is the answer. And so you're a woman that I want to invest in. And I see this as an investment in you. And I want to stand with you to be a champion for the greatness in you. And so we are opening up the course with a very special tuition invitation, where you can register at $397 for the gold level, at $597 for the gold plus level, and at $797 for the platinum visionary women's track. This is a gift of a tuition credit to reduce the tuition even further, to reach out, to stand with you and say, yes, I believe in you. I believe you can do this. And I want to invite you in this moment to invest in yourself. Invest in yourself and say yes to investing in yourself, to give yourself the tools, the training, and the support that you need to be able to fulfill on these possibilities that you sense. So I invite you, if you know you want to be a part of this, and this is a yes, to go ahead and complete your registration. All right. So go to femininepower.com/2022. That's femininepower.com/2022. You're going to find all of the details and you can choose your registration option. Here's what I want you to know. I know that what you feel and sense in your clearest moments as what's possible for you, you might not be able to see what it looks like, but you sense it. I know you sense it, that possibility is real. That possibility is real. And that possibility is not going to manifest itself, right? What you feel is in potential. But it requires you putting a stake in the ground and making a commitment to bring it forth. And the steps to bring it forth are the steps that I've shared with you today. to bring forth this higher possibility that's inside of you, you absolutely must make a shift to sourcing power from within you, connecting to your deepest desires. You absolutely must break free of your inner barriers and old stories. You cannot step forth into a future where you are creating impact on top of an old story that you're not valuable. You cannot step forth to receive or generate love on top of an old story that you're not wanted. You absolutely cannot create unshakable self-care and health on top of a story that other people's needs are more important than yours. You can't. Why? Why is that? Because without realizing it, you're going to make choices, make decisions, show up in ways that keep creating evidence for the old story unless you disrupt it, unless you grow beyond it. You absolutely must connect with this deeper truth of who you are and show up as the woman that you came to be to realize the possibility of greatness in your life. You absolutely must learn how to navigate with a system that is not just logical, linear, strategic power, that is connected to an intelligence bigger than your own mind. You absolutely must learn how to generate support, identify your needs. You absolutely must be putting a stake in the ground, not just to set an intention and wait for things to happen, but to be actively in a process of generating. So the only question is that pathway forward something you want to do yourself? Or is it something that you feel like you could be so much more successful having these tools that have been proven, that having been researched, having an incredible community of women championing you, having me standing with you and for you each and every step of the way over 7 weeks while you integrate it and while you apply it? That is the invitation to join the course. And I want to encourage you to imagine what's possible for you with your yes to that, with a yes of being willing to invest in yourself, with a yes of being able to risk the vulnerability of growth, with a yes of being able to let yourself receive support, with a yes of yourself being willing to have the courage to face all the places inside of you that need to grow and need to develop. And I want to encourage you, if you are seeing clearly in this moment that yes, the pathway forward for you is going to be so much more exponential with this structure and with this support, I want to encourage you to take action now while we are together in this field of possibility, while we are in this field of clarity, while you are able to source the courage to put a stake in the ground to move forward. I want to encourage you to go and choose your registration option and say yes to be with us, to participate in this extraordinary experience that we're going to create together from all over the world.